You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Cryptocurrency prices dropped sharply, with Bitcoin down another 3.8% now after the Securities and Exchange Commission announced yesterday it is suing the world's largest crypto exchange. Among the accusations against Binance, it allegedly mishandled customer funds. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said, quote, "The public should beware of investing on these unlawful platforms." Binance said in a statement that all user assets are safe. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more now on where the digital currency movement goes from here.
Gil Luria, a senior software analyst at D.A. Davidson, has been excited about crypto for a decade now. He says it's important to remember that many of these cryptocurrencies are just open source software, and it's not their fault that an exchange they're traded on is having legal problems.
The software doesn't know or care who uses them and who allows you to buy or sell those crypto assets through.
Luria says lawsuits like the one the SEC is bringing against Binance point to the need for more regulation around cryptocurrency. Amy Wall, who's written several books on taxation and crypto, says it's too good of an idea to go away.
The question is, can we make it serve us? Can we tame it to the point where it's controllable and people can rely on it?
But even if people feel like they can rely on the cryptocurrencies themselves, when the exchanges prove to be less than reliable, it means there are fewer places for these assets to be traded, which makes crypto a less attractive investment. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.